Good morning, Sherry, and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show.
Hi, Ashwini.
Hey. Shall we start with our assignment from yesterday?
Yes, please.
You become what you think about all day long. Or as the Buddha said, our life is shaped by the mind. We become what we think. Today, pay attention to how ego identity is created by the mind. If you were to transcribe your thoughts, what would they reveal about who conditioning says you are? This is not an exercise to fuel self-hate. It's an attention exercise to expand awareness of the process by which the illusion of a self is created and maintained. RL, what you notice.
Isn't that amazing that, well, it amazes me. When we see people centuries apart who have no idea of, well, the person who came later, no idea of the person who came before, coming up with such an exact expression of what is so.
Yes.
And we see that with these quotes, right? People from
yes.
all over the world at all times, in all places, having the same awareness, the same realizations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Bob in San Francisco.
Hey, Bob.
Well, the image I was looking at all day today that I think relates to this is of, like, you know, nailing two boards together and starting to nail it, and then the nail stops, right? And like, continuing to nail it, and the nail starts to bend. And conditioning wants me to be in this conversation of what did I do wrong, right?
Uh-huh.
Or what, you know? And instead, it could just be, you know, rather than just taking the information as life, does it, something stopped it. There's
uh-huh.
a knot. You know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I just look at that in just so many areas of life, that conditioning, like just kind of going along in life, and then something doesn't match up with how, you know, someone thinks it should be. And then it all, what the direction, the conditioning wants to direct the attention back at me and say, so what did you did wrong? What's wrong with you?
Yes. Because if you were the right person, everything would always go the way conditioning mind says it should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you were the right person, conditioned mind would be in control of life. So
yeah,
it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's so great to, you know, to be looking at it is just to see so clearly that all that really does is cut me off from being here for what's actually here. You know, there's no, it doesn't lead anywhere that's going to actually keep moving forward.
Right.
Or keep me in touch with
life.
Which
is the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
For ego, that's the whole point, right? The whole point is for you to get it one more time that you're the wrong person. And the fact
yeah.
that you're having the wrong life experience is proof of that. I don't know why you don't understand that. I keep pointing it out to you as often as possible during the day, and you keep not understanding that everything is your fault. You should
yeah.
feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when there's a willingness just to, you know, keep that kind of in awareness that that's the process, you know, what becomes available is, you know, the nail stops moving, and you just can be like, huh, okay. And then whatever kind of occurs as the next thing to do would be the, you know, the path that I would go down.
Yeah.
And it's just so much more yeah, it's just a complete change in the focus of the attention, you know, allows just
yeah.
this whole world to open up.
Yes.
that it's really a good time. So since we're doing builder things with nails and boards, and I don't know if you ever got into this, but one of my favorite things was to exactly that. The nail hits a knot and it starts to bend. And then can you stay with it? You know, can you just tap, 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 keep straightening the nail, tap, 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 and make it through that knot? And the feeling of triumph, you know, when that nail finally goes in. And to me, there's just so much spiritually about that, you know, about staying with it. And rooting for that nail, right? Doing everything we can to support it to be successful in getting through that board and doing its job. There's just an attitude of mind with that to me is really fun. Now, of course, conditioning would say, you just spent 20 minutes trying to get a nail through a board. Really? Is that what you... And the answer is, yeah, that is actually what I want to do. That's exactly how I want to spend my life.
Yeah, and that staying with it piece is just so huge, it seems, that's really what is a threat to conditioning. Because if I stay with it, there's no way my attention can be on conditioning.
Right. Right. And that whole attitude of mind of just kind of turning yourself over to life. This is what I'm being offered right now. It must be for me. So I'm going to stay with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So good.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Program. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
And that's the point. That's the takeaway, right, Sherry, that those two things that part of what the conversation does is to cut off the intelligence of what is so and redirect to what is not so, which is where the suffering is, wanting it to be different than it is, and to be able to stay with it, to stay with the information that is being given to me in the moment and not make it about me. Which is what I think the assignment is pointing at, that conversation creates the illusion of a self by taking all the content in the universe and making it something wrong about you.
yes, making me the center of the whole thing. Whereas in that place we were just talking about, you're right. What disappears is me. As Bob says, there's no attention left over to go to ego and what's wrong with me in this situation. All the attention is right there on life and what's being offered. Yeah.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Okay. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Ramita.
Hey, hello, Ramita.
Hello. This is one of my very favorite. Overall, it feels like Project Joy is seeping in deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm seeing a difference between reading the assignments and actually practicing with the assignments each day.
mm-hmm.
And with this one, I was taking a walk this morning, and I had my plan. I was going to run, walk, talk with the mentor a little bit. And as I'm starting it, conditioning threw in a suggestion of a different plan. And then it became this duality of, oh, by the way, there's a festival happening outside my window in case you hear the drumming.
Oh, fun.
No? Okay. Yeah.
Can't hear it, no. It sounds like fun.
It is. So this conversation, this duality, do I stick with the plan? Do I do it differently? And then I saw how that duality, both sides of it, conditioning was throwing up. Whichever one I quote-unquote went with, it would mean something about me.
Yes. Yeah.
And that I have the freedom to drop the whole thing and just stick with what the mentor and I put together as a plan.
Right. Oh, it's so huge, isn't it? Because conditioned mind would say, well, maybe that was life dropping in what you should be doing. So maybe that plan that you had was not really life's plan at all, and you were just going with conditioning, ego. Maybe ego made that plan, and you should really go with this one, or you're not following life's guidance.
Yes.
And we get to the place, because then it's blocked off every exit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever you do is wrong.
Yeah. I'm boxed into this little corner listening to conditioned mind make me, and it's completely
right there. Make up a me, create a me.
Yeah, and I've seen that, you know, the duality machine and the distraction machine, but this assignment today helped add the link of this is creating an identity and reinforcing the sense of myself. And I hadn't quite seen that piece before. So big
light
fun
bulbs.
Playing with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're drumming in celebration, Renita. That's what that's about out there.
Yeah.
You know, we get to that place in one of those because it is all a big experiment. You know, I can't honestly say whether this was an intuition, an insight, whether it was, and we just get to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. I'll go with the original plan. If there's something for me to know about that, I'll have another insight, and it'll be clear to me. But I am not going to have this conversation. I am not going to create that nervous, anxious, ego-driven me that is going to worry about making a mistake about what I do for exercise this morning.
Yes, 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 yes. And it was such a relief. It may have had, you're trying to go into an explanation of how that happened, and that's not necessary either.
Right. We just get back to whatever.
It was really, really good. And Sherry, if I can just say, another thing that's dropped in is that this story is like I'm hearing on this morning's radio show, and all of the recordings everywhere, I just got it really clear in the last couple of weeks that we are creating new Zen stories. You know, the old Zen stories are classics, but awareness practice is creating new Zen stories. And anyone who tunes into this can hear all these examples of life practice and applying awareness to things that people relate to, like hammering a nail or taking a walk.
Uh-huh.
And this is a vital contribution, stewarding this practice into future generations. And I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Oh, that's so fun. Thank you, Ramita. Generations from now, people are going to be telling the old Zen story about the nail, nail running into the knot.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Our little place on the path, huh? Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ramita. Oh, that just gave me such a phenomenal idea for a book.
That's what we need. Well, that would be number 12 on our list of books that we're going to write as soon as we have time.
All right. Let me bring someone else on the phone before I wax eloquent about the next book. There we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Oh.
Wait,
hang on 1 second. Well, I think the software is a little iffy, so let me see. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hi, Greta.
Good morning. This is a fun topic, and so I've been looking at some content with the email class and really believing that the whole conversation was around that content. And this morning when I went to meditate, I saw the same conversation, and it was just like, wow, you know, because I sat down and I was repeating, you are what you think about all day. And then suddenly the light came on. And it was like, oh, this is the same conversation I've been hearing about that other content.
Aha.
So that was just so helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I just, as the show was starting, a newsletter article is due. The one that I've wanted to write for a while now is what I'm hoping as a group we start taking on in practice. I don't know if I'll be able to articulate it clearly enough, but it is exactly what you just expressed. And that is that we are so habituated to listening to, identifying with, believing, seeing the world through what's going on in our heads. Now, we talk endlessly, of course, about disidentifying from conditioned mind, what conditioned mind is, dropping the conversation, all of that. And it doesn't, all of that doesn't stop us from assuming that what just was said in our head is true and real and is our experience. So, for instance, if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody and say something like, I don't know, something about their appearance, you know, oh my God, you know, how did they decide to wear that? Okay. If I'm not paying attention, I think I thought that and that that's my opinion. But if I'm paying attention and I look at that, I get a chance to see how conditioning is creating the world that I'm living in. If I'm right there, I can realize I didn't think that. That just appeared in my head. And I can watch, I can get a sense of where that came from. That's what conditioned mind is. That's how it does that. And my response to it can be, huh, that's interesting. So, and then if I want to make it as if it's a real person, I could say, so you don't like that outfit? You have an opinion about that? When we go back to the third patriarch or whoever it is, you know, don't chase after enlightenment, only cease to cherish opinions. That's what he's pointing at. That kind of what you were describing, being caught up in a conversation that without ever thinking about it seems real or true. And then here it appears with completely different content and you realize that's a process. That's a conversation that's going on. It's just being applied to all of these different aspects of my life.
Well, it's so interesting because it is that moment-by-moment awareness, and this I was watching it with the radio show this morning because I put myself in the queue, and then conditioning is just all ramped up to talk about what it saw about, you know, what I was going to talk about. And then with every, it kept going. So I would listen to the caller and something would drop in about what the caller said and conditioning was right there. And so it is this constant creation of this me that's now going to talk about my insight.
Yes. So I'm sitting there in a meeting and the voice in my head says, God, I hate this. And I assume it's me that hates this. But just as you're pointing out, if I'm watching that, I realize that is conditioning creating a me that serves it.
Yep. And my good fortune this morning was I was getting on the cushion when I saw it. And then when I was there for, you know, after my daily recollection, what dropped in was, you know, then conditioning wants to make use of that because, of course, I'm this horrible person because I'm involved in all this mental process and I'm not here. And what just came right in there very strongly was, Oh, but you're not that. That you are awareness. Thank God. Just forget about that. Get right here with awareness.
Yeah, and what I was just writing that in the email class to somebody that seeing that that fork in the road where I could go with that and become identified, or I could stay here and not. And in the beginning, that's such a little tiny place of choice. But as we watch it, it becomes the great divide, exactly as you described. Because what's going to come in is that nonsense is not you. That doesn't have anything to do with you. That's just an old story. You're the awareness that's aware of that. Just be here.
Yeah, and it is all of our great good fortune to have this practice every day. I was in a conversation yesterday about, well, I've got to do this for practice, and I've got to do that for practice. And then I realized again, oh, wait a minute, all these practice opportunities inform each other. There's no need to go into overwhelm because I'm clicking back and forth on my recorder between email classes and this and that, trying to get on the right topic because insight's dropping in about all of it. So it is just this staying in the mind of practice no matter where we are and having this great opportunity to shine a light here or there, but it doesn't matter where we're shining a light. When we see it, we see it.
Exactly so. And I had this image when you were talking about that of like being in a warm shower. You know, it's just washing over us all the time, just showing up mm-hmm. here and there and here and there. And we're just so nurtured in it.
Yeah, no little misty raincoats for us. We're just taking the raincoat straight into the shower and getting drenched.
That's exactly right. All right. Thank you, Greta. That
Thank you all Thank so you. Much. I deeply appreciate it, Gesho.
Thank
you, Greta. Those are those jewels of practice, right, mm-hmm. Sherry, when the sky is part, and you can see what we've been looking at for a long time and get it at a whole new level.
Yeah. Yeah. It just yeah. comes together.
Yes. Well, I love that way you said it, which is, you know, the thought appears in conditioned mind, and conditioned mind identifying with the thought creates a sense of me. But if we're watching the thought and we cease to go with it, there is no me that's created because it's a process, noticing a process.
Yes. Yeah. And as Greta said, that awareness, that you are the awareness that is observing this. Mm-hmm. And that is so critical, to watch conditioned mind closely enough to realize I'm not thinking those things. Mm-hmm. Those things are appearing, and I am aware that they are there. That's mm-hmm. a completely different life experience.
Mm-hmm. And even to that extent of subtlety of there's awareness that the thought is there without that sense of a me being the awareness of the thought that's there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's our next caller. You are now live. Hang on 1 second. Sherry, okay, here you go. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Laura calling from Hawaii.
Hello, hey, Laura.
Good morning. I'm loving this call so much. I'm just seeing levels of conditioning. So... that get a little bit, well, whatever. So what I was told I was very wrong about was the walking through the doorway exercise, because I would remember to do it for, you know, maybe 5 walking through a doorways and then, of course, go unconscious. And so conditioning was pointing out how this made me the wrong person. Of course.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. part B of that is I just recently got some new accessibility technology and haven't quite learned how to use all of its features yet. And one of the things that it does is it goes on standby. Even when I'm using it, all of a sudden the screen will go dark. And so without even me noticing, well, until it kind of ramped up, then I did notice, there was this irritability of, this screen goes dark when I'm in the middle of doing this task, and then I have to press a button to bring the screen back to light up the screen. And so I immediately, or conditioning immediately went to, okay, you have to figure out how to change the settings so you can make the sleep mode or standby mode not be so long or be longer.
Not I know make what it stop doing
say.
That to you.
Make it stop doing that to me because I'm an important person and I've got all this work I need to get done and this is just a distraction and an irritation. And then what dropped in was, well, maybe it's not going off every 2 minutes. Maybe I could find out. And so I set, well, the next time it went off, how did this work? The next time I turned it on after it had gone on standby, I set the stopwatch on my phone. Well, it turned out it was going off, turning off every 5 minutes. And I went, and then life dropped in. Well, isn't that just as good as walking through a doorway? So every 5 minutes when the screen goes off, I get to come back to here. And while I'm waiting the 5 seconds after I press the button for the screen to come back on again, I get to do a check-in. And I'm so happy.
It's like it's the enlightenment button. Right? It goes dark, which is an experience we often have, and then you press the enlightenment button, and the lights all come on, and on the computer, and you.
Yes.
How delightful!
So brilliant. It's so brilliant.
So
I'm just
brilliant.
So grateful.
And such a perfect example of how often we are perfectly cared for, and we don't realize it.
Yeah.
Because we're busy going with, as you said, that. Knee-jerk irritability. Just get in my way. This is not how it should. This is
natter, natter, natter.
Conditioning. Yeah, and conditioning, running into rather than being open to the possibility that this is really perfect for me. I just haven't quite seen yet how.
Yes.
Yes.
It always
yes.
Is, this isn't is the it? This is the knot hole in the board.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This is the nail running into that thing. Where's the opportunity in this? Because there is one. I'm having it. And, of course, the clarity, the moment that drops in, we're there. Right? As soon as it occurs to us that this is probably for me, since it's happening to me, we're there. Now we're looking. Now we're here. Now we're grateful. Now we're aligned with life. Yeah. I think I'll draw an enlightenment button on the back of my hand. And then whenever I see it, I can just push it and be here.
And be in the light room.
And be in the light room, yes. I love it. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Ashwini?
Oh, I'm muted now.
Ah, there you are.
I was just saying, I just love that that you're told you're a bad person for not being conscious enough to walk through the doorway. And then there's another thing that's suggested as an equivalent way of getting to awareness. I mean, that kind of being taken care of is just, it's one of those places that you have to drop on your knees and say thank you.
Yeah, yeah, because we could never think of it. Right? We could never come up with the kinds of things that happen to us like that, the gifts that we receive like that. We could never think them up.
Yes. Well, and that's what
inspiring.
I think what I was, what we're doing is trying to be present, not remember to walk through the door, or make sure we have a recording easily distinguished between the email class and right? That when we're so willing to practice, life is offering that context of presence is what is important.
Yeah. Yeah. And such a message of, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem. It's all right. There's nothing wrong. You're fine. Just relax. Just be here. Just enjoy this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. What's going to happen to us now?
Well, I think that there's a way in which our assignment, as always, ties in beautifully with what we've been looking at. Kindness can become its own motive. We're made kind by being kind.
You know, Ashwini, you're a little bit underwater for me. So would you repeat that?
Sure. Kindness can become its own motive. We're made kind by being kind. Was that better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Or as we often say, the process is the outcome. If we want to be kind, we practice kindness. If we want to receive kindness, we practice kindness. Today, practice deepening the experience that what we practice is what we have. Practice being here. When we're here, there is only kindness, only love, joy, peace. Record and listen.
Mm. Mm.
Hmm. Beautiful. Very exciting.
Very exciting. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.